As you compare the texts, you will also naturally start reflecting on how you might answer the framing questions in the paper you will write. At the most basic level, you may decide that the texts taken together suggest a clear, powerful answer to the framing questions. You may conclude, for example, that patriotic education means teaching students to love and cherish democratic principles like liberty, justice, respect for diversity, and deliberation, rather than to love and cherish the nation as such. This doesn't mean that you have to decide all the texts point in the same direction. You may be most convinced by one author and feel as if you now clearly understand that one conception of patriotic education is better than other alternatives. In this case, you're prioritizing one text over the others. Your reflections about differences among the texts may also lead you to think about a particular context or set of stipulations in which the framing question should be addressed. For example, you might want to focus the question, "What is patriotic education?" by modifying it to read, "What is patriotic education in a wealthy democracy in the early 21st century?" Or you could decide, based on the texts, that it matters who the audience is for the education and decide to focus on what is an appropriate patriotic education for late adolescents. These are all ways of focusing often very broad framing questions and focusing your analysis of often quite varied texts so that you can begin to formulate responses that are specific enough to be able to be supported in a paper. Sometimes, however, you may come to think that the framing questions themselves are ignoring an important issue or somehow missing the point. For example, in reflecting on how each text relates a particular conception of patriotism to patriotic education, you might come to think that it's impossible to answer what is patriotic education without first answering what is patriotism. Or you may notice how important the cultural context is for each author, and start to think about how nations educate through many more means than just schools. You might therefore think that the more interesting or insightful question is, how does a nation engage in patriotic education via legislation and public culture? How does that influence what patriotic education in schools is then taken to mean? As you move into these dialogues with the framing questions themselves, modifying and focusing them, thinking about how they respond to the texts and how the texts respond to one another, you are moving toward starting to construct your thesis, what you will argue in your paper. In the next section, therefore, we will demonstrate how to use these ideas that you have developed through comparing the texts and reflecting on the framing questions in order to draft an analytic thesis statement. This thesis, in turn, will guide the structure and content of your paper.